Let's discover the truth of God's word together with Reverend Jide Samuel. You can also join the live service on your social media platform every Sunday by 2 p.m. and Wednesday 6 p.m. Facebook, Shining Light Ministries International. YouTube, Reverend Jide Samuel Shining Light Ministries International. On Twitter, at Shining Light M. Website, www.shininglightministries.org. Shining with double letter N. Or contact Shining Light Ministries on 0808-885-4448.
Second Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8, which says, none of us, any of us, as well as every one of us, can do nothing against the truth. But everything we've done, we are doing, and we're going to do in our existence is going to be for the truth. What is the truth? Why is it that truth has so much influence? Truth is any and everything, every law, every principle that is created for any and every area of our existence to function the way it's supposed to function best. For example, the truth that brings all of us into existence is the fertility of the male seed, the semen from a man's body. Whether the man knows about it or not is secondary. Fertilizing, uniting with a fertile healthy egg from a woman's body, whether the woman is aware of it or not. Once this happens, a version of you and I is going to arrive. That's what the truth is. That's how the truth works. That's how powerful truth is. Whatever it is you have faced, whatever it is you are facing right now, whatever it is you are going to face in any area of your life, people of God, listen to me. There's a truth. There's a law. There's a reason. There's a formula. There's a principle why that situation had existed. Why you are where you are today. Why your situation is the way it is today. There's a truth. There's a principle. There's a law that's going to take you to where you are, to where you desire or where you choose to be. This is how truth works. Truth is that powerful, most powerful result-determining entity in existence. Life is about results. Even the challenges we are faced, we are facing and we're going to face is a form of result. And listen to this, people of God. The solution that will put a smile to your faces, the solution that will make you to have joy exceedingly abundantly is another kind of result. But what will bring this result is that most important force in your life, which is your faith, which is what you freely and willingly from your heart believe, embrace, understand, treasure, see, say, or do, as long as that denominator underlying force is met, that it is freely and willingly from your heart. Anytime this is your most important attribute, ability, capability, which makes you to be a version of God Almighty in your life, is married, is directed to any and every truth, you will have that desired result. That's the reason why Christ said in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26, he said, with God, with truth, nothing is possible. But you see, that clause, with there, shows you that even though truth is the highest force, is the most powerful force, nothing is greater than the truth. Nothing can overcome the truth. None of us can do nothing against the truth. But truth needs a driver. Truth needs a worker. And what will work the truth? What will make the truth to work for you, just like what makes non-truth to work against you, is that your faith. Is those things, anything and everything you do freely and willingly from your heart. This is now why Christ, in complimenting that Matthew chapter 19 verse 26, that with God, with truth, with righteousness, nothing is impossible. Christ complimented that scripture with Mark chapter 9 verse 23, that all things, everything is possible to him that believeth. That's how simple it is. For example, we're in a season that there's high level of need, level of want, level of poverty. But listen to me, people of God. From day one, when God designed us, prosperity comes through hard work via your sound mind. Anytime you are hardworking, using your sound mind, carrying your loving and humble heart with you, you will succeed in anything you lay your hands on. That's the truth concerning prosperity. But you see, are you freely and willingly going to do that? That's why you have a lot of people. They will use your faith What they freely and willingly do is, oh, let me pray. Prayer has its place. Prayer is an expression of your faith. But if you want to replace your hard work with prayer, it's not going to work. If it works, it will only be for a while. Because the truth concerning success and prosperity is hard work. Oh, I know a lot of people that are hardworking. Things are not adding up. Go and check it. There's a law. There's a truth. Either they are not doing that hard work freely and willingly, either they are not doing it using their sound mind, even though they are hardworking, but they are foolish in what they are doing. They are ignorant. Or even though they are hardworking, their focus, their motive, their drive is not the best. It's filled with wickedness and nastiness. Or that hard work is the wrong thing to do for the wrong purpose, for the wrong person, with the wrong person, in the wrong place at the wrong time. But there's no way. When you dot all the I's and cross the T's concerning hard work, that you not succeed, that you not get the desired result. Just like you see people, they meet people who allowed God to use them for them, but they want to cherry pick the truth of life. When they hear that is your faith in the truth that makes you to succeed, that makes you to prosper, you will not see them. When they prosper, they burn the bridge. They become ungrateful. Little did they know that when you have natural truth, you also have spiritual truth. That is why you see people, they obey every natural law, but later, sooner or later, things start going down for them because they've broken their spiritual law. They've been breached. They've snubbed. They've despised people they should not. They've beaten the fingers that life was used to feed them. You see a lot of people, the gurus, the queens, the faithful ministers, the special people that they are privileged to have in their life, they've destroyed those relationships. They might prosper for a while, but at the end of the day, it will end up in pain. Listen to me, people of God. Nothing, I repeat, nothing happens in this life without a reason. Because you don't know the reason does not mean there's no reason why that good, that bad, that right or wrong, that ugly thing that is happening and is going to happen, don't have a reason. That's why a lot of us today, just like the scriptures say, encourage us not to envy when you see people that are prosperous. Do your research. Do what Apostle Paul told the Thessalonians. Prove all things. No matter how major their prosperity, do your own research. So that the only time you emulate and copy that kind of prosperity is when you realize, when you see that that prosperity is divine. And the only time a prosperity is divine, when it's as a result of an adult human being's free will, outborn actions into something that is the truth, into something that is the right, into something that is just. That's the kind of prosperity that will last. That's the kind of prosperity that will give the desired everlasting end or destination. But whether it's you have faith, free will, outborn action into what is wrong, no matter how you are prospering today, people of God, pain is coming, failure is coming, disappointment is coming. There's nothing you can do about it because you are the one that freely and willingly embrace what is wrong. Just like if freely and willingly you say no to what is right, no matter how you're enjoying today, disappointment is coming. It's not a cause, it's just a statement of fact. Because every truth is a fact that is verified. What cannot be verified as a fact can never be the truth. And on the other side, whatever is that right thing, that just thing, the truth, you are seeing, you are doing, you are believing, you are embracing, you are treasuring today, make sure you are doing it freely and willingly and keep at it. Sooner than later, good measure, press down measure, shake it together measure, running over measure of testimony, of healings, of provision, of promotion, of exhortation, of joy unlimited is becoming your portion. That's how God wants every one of us to live.
Let's discover the truth of God's word together with Reverend Jide Samuel. You can also join the live service on your social media platform every Sunday by 2 p.m. and Wednesday 6 p.m. Facebook, Shining Light Ministries International. YouTube, Reverend Jide Samuel Shining Light Ministries International. On Twitter, at Shining Light M. Website, www.shininglightministries.org. Shining with double letter N. Or contact Shining Light Ministries on 0808-885-4448.
So succeeding this life, having faith in the truth, fulfilling your purpose, which is why all of us are on earth. It's like light. When people ask, how come evil is in existence? Why did God create evil? God is a good God. If there is God, God didn't create evil. Evil is like darkness. Darkness is in existence, but it's not created. Darkness is absence of light. The same thing is what you call cold. When you feel cold, when the weather is cold, it's in existence, but it is absence of heat that produces cold. That is how our life is. It's when there's absence of truth, absence of righteousness, absence of what is just, that people have negativity. Sickness, illness is absence of health. Weakness is absence of strength. That's why when light comes in into a room, darkness disappears. When heat enters anything, cold disappears. When joy comes in into a situation, sadness disappears. That is who God is. That's why God is 100% light, 100% heat, 100% joy, 100% health, 100% health, 100% beauty. And that's how truth is. That's how righteousness is. Begin to go for what is truth, what is right, what is just every day, every moment of your decision. Begin to ask yourself, anything you're about to do, answer. Begin to ask yourself, does this make sense? Begin to ask yourself this question. Does this make sense? Does it go with nature? Because anything against nature, no matter how popular, can never be right. That's why you see in human society today, one culture, one religion, the other encourages women, female entity, to go after male entity. It cannot work. Nature is male entity that goes after male entity. It is female entity that influences any male entity that goes after them. That is the truth. That is life's law. So why will, when it comes to human being, why will, when it comes to God's version over this world, there will be a difference? That's why in Genesis chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, God told you sisters that when you serve as a slave, any man in the name of your head, you put yourself under, because it's against nature. That's why you see it is followers that go after who they want as leaders, as mentor. It's God's flock that go after who they believe should be their pastor. That is how God designed marriage to be. That's why God will say, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and go after his wife. That's why, sisters, don't waste your time, don't waste your resources, don't waste your life with a man that has not gone after you, that has not laid down his life like Christ did. Because that's the truth. Be encouraged with all these examples today, people of God. Make up your mind that your life will be filled with the truth, with joy, with light, with heat, freely and willingly. And you will be that personality that God created you to be. Stay blessed and stay rapturable.
I hope you've been blessed by the message. You can follow Reverend Jide Samuel on Facebook at Shining Light Ministries International, YouTube, Reverend Jide Samuel Shining Light Ministries International, Twitter at Shining Light M, website www.shininglightministries.org, Shining with double letter N. Or contact Shining Light Ministries on 0808-885-4448. You can send your questions, comments, and inquiries to our phone numbers or any of our social media platforms. Keep a date with God and destiny. Join us, same time, same platform, next week for another season of Discovering the Truth of God's Word.